more information on the PUSH website, pushfestival.ca. The Georgia Strait also has a PUSH Festival sort of pullout feature, and there's lots of information on shows there. So I'll be going to a PUSH show tonight, La Marea, which is a wonderful production that's going to take over, that takes over an entire block of Water Street in Gastown. So if you're there tonight, then if you're in that area, walk over and you'll see live theater taking place right in front of your eyes. All right, so that's all for me. We'll be back next week here on the Arts Report. I'm Adam Janusz, and we're going to leave you with a few minutes of Dwarf Punk from The Wizards.
Good evening. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, and the time is 6 o'clock. That means it's time for your next coming Discorder show. My name is Ryan, and I will be your host for the evening. I am sitting next to my dear friend, Spence.
Hello.
How's it going, Spence?
It's going pretty good. Pretty good.
Me and Spence gathered our thoughts today, and we're like, all right, what can we do to make the best show possible, something that people would enjoy? And, you know, I know all your fans have read the Discord magazine, and you're kind of sick and tired of reading of it, and you want to listen to some nice, chill music.
Yeah, I'm not sick of Discord.
Not that you're sick of it. You know, it's one of those things, like, you've read it, like, 5 times,
yeah.
You know, and you've totally indulged
in
the...
What more can I get from this?
How can you add to the whole perspective, right?
Yeah.
And that's why me and Spence are here. Because together, we're going to create an evening. Well, we only have half an hour with you guys, but the next half an hour will most definitely blow your mind. So what we have planned is a whole lot of concert listings, some great music dating back to the year 2010, which I know you all will always enjoy, and a bunch of Discorder headliners that was in the magazine for the last Jan-Sember issue.
Yeah.
I think the Jan-Sember issue was for, well, obviously January and December. And most important news is that the Discorder magazine has a new editor.
Yeah, Gregory Adams. He's been a contributor to Tai, great online news source, Georgia Strait, and Exclaim, another a rival music magazine?
There's no such thing as rival. It's more like everyone promotes in their own way.
But the fact is, he has new experience. So, we're really stoked. Him and Jordy are working on the February issue. And we also have a new under review editor.
Who's
Sarah Sharuth.
Nice.
She's taken over. She's done a lot. She's been contributing a lot to the under review section. But yeah, she's the editor. So some new faces at Discorder and a new radio show. How about that?
Jordy will be missed, though. He was the Discorder magazine's previous editor. And I'm sure he's still going to collaborate some way or another, just not as the editor for now, unfortunately.
Nope,
he will be missed.
No,
but
he
we'll
really
carry him in our hearts.
Oh, he turned Discorder around, and he really did a great job. So, I mean, a big shoes to fill, but it's going in the right direction. So
you're starting to tears are starting. All right, we're not gonna get there. How about we just change the subject right away and get to more of a hello than a goodbye? And I was flipping through the magazine and I came across the D.P. Buxton article. I don't know if you got a chance to read it, but it's about a. It's an interview with D.P. Buxton, who's an incredible just local musician. I've caught him busking in the streets. He has this... if you see him once, you won't forget his face. He's got, like, that trademark look of, you know, like, hair to your shoulders and, like, a very weird rectangular guitar. And by weird, I mean cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it sounds cool.
It's and his signature style, I guess.
Everyone has to have one of those nowadays. Yeah. he's got the... His music is... pretty wild. I get a lot of sense of 80s. A lot of, just imagine yourself, you know those crazy nights when you have, when you jump on the table and you don't care who's looking at you, then you start dancing like an idiot. Yeah. Next morning you have to make a few phone calls. Anyhow, he's kind of, I get that kind of vibe from him.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, like when you see him on the streets, he's a really proficient blues musician, but like you'll hear in a second, his latest recorded solo album is super danceable. It's quite, you know, because you see him down on Granville Street busking all the time.
Yeah.
Like he's a proficient, you know, busker. But yeah.
But it's funny how he busks in the street. Like that's how apparently he started making sustaining himself.
Yeah.
But he busks in the street, but he also goes around like Vancouver. He goes around Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Those shows all
it's
over.
It's interesting, like the way they laid it out in this interview is like he mentions it's they ask him like why do other like, you know, like really talented musicians not busk? He's like, it's really hard. Like it's heartbreaking. Could you imagine like, you know, busking and people just like not paying attention to you and you just like putting your heart into it? Like it's, you know, give them props because that's
yeah, absolutely.
Hard to do.
Absolutely. Like you have an entire audience that just passes by. Like if you're forced to buy tickets, no matter who they are, they sit, listen, they're there. You know, they're either their friend took them or somehow they end up with a ticket if they don't know you. But like busking, if you can gather a crowd around you while you're busking, you know you're good.
Yeah.
You know you're good. So I'll stop talking about him and actually I'll let him do the rest of his promotion. But the song that I have lined up for you right now is a song by D.P. Buxton. It's called Ridiculously.
Oh, I know you think this party's jumping. We're not even halfway there yet. I mean, people still got their clothes on. Shit. It ain't wild till I start to cross. Come on, smell the sweat and feel the love.
Let's get ridiculous.
Don't you wanna get sick with us?
Yeah. bought the suits that come from me. Found alternatives to honesty. Body and soul were bought and sold. Patented and out of reach, so I reach. But it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping with the light on. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, back it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough. And I'm so gave up all my wretched thoughts and left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate, I'll skip the queue. Life's not living unless you're sure to make it through. But now it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still sleeping with the light on. Oh. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough. And I'm so
was awesome. You just heard the song Ridiculous by D.B. Buxton, and following that was Sold by Dan Mangan, whom is also part of the 15 local bands of 2010, according to the Discorder magazine.
Yeah. One of the features in the Jan-December issue, there was about 25 Discorder contributors got together and listed their 15 top local bands of 2010, but I also like the fact that they had kind of a like an honorable mention section too, which had a lot of other bands that didn't make the 15 cut. But yeah,
well, Vancouver's just got a lot of local bands and a hell of a lot of talent.
Yeah,
like some awesome things. So bands like I don't know, Ben Sinister, Boogie Monster, Caving, Real Zombie, Fan Death. These were all part of the honorable mentions, and I'm sure many will think that
My
they should be
Wallace.
Part of, I'm sure many will think that they should be part of the 15 main local bands. However, unfortunately, there's only 15 main local bands available, so this place was given to bands like Black Mountain, Japan Droids, Ahna, whom I've heard they have pretty crazy music, but I haven't had the chance to listen to myself. Fine Mist, which played for the Fun Drive finale for CITR.
Yeah, good friends of CITR.
And I was just, well, not too long ago informed that our Fun Drive did almost make the cut of its 30,000 goal.
Our Fun Drive did really good this year. I think we got to about 29,000, and we were shooting for 30.
Well, we can talk around. We can just round it up to 30.
Oh,
and
yeah,
30.
We did it. We did it, you guys.
I put $5 from my own pocket.
I mean, we always aim high, too. We aim you know, higher than we expect. So
thank you so much
for all that. If you guys weren't here, we couldn't be here. I'm in this recording studio recording this show right now. And last but definitely not least, of the 15 local bands of 2010, I must talk about Brastronaut.
Yes.
Whom, God knows, we've heard about Brastronaut for the past, I don't know, a few years now. But this is 2010 was the first year that they had a band. An album.
Yeah, their first full-length album, Mount Chimera. So yeah, let's have a listen.
The song we have lined up for you right now is Low High Hopes. And here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Got to get this thought out of my head. It takes control and keeps me in my bed. Standing at the edge of such a cold, hard shell. Another day is feeding on itself. If this is what you wanted, take it back. What you wanted, cut me slack. I count the things you did, but I lost track. I count the things you took that I want back.
That was Low High Hopes from Brastronauts from the album Mount Chimera, which is one of 2010's best albums in my personal opinion. And as much as I would like to talk about that for another half an hour, I can't. So grab a pen and paper and get ready to write down a whole bunch of concert listings that I've chosen out. Woo! And that I think you guys all need to go see. To start off with, January 20th, we have the Orwell's CD release party happening at the Railway Club. The cover is only $8, so I definitely suggest going for it. What's up?
And they won Shindig this year.
They did. They
CITR's
did.
CITR's very own Battle of the Bands. They're the winners. So, yeah, go
That's
out and support
them. Further reason why you should go. On January 25th, CITR presents the Brunettes, Carol and Mark, and Maria at the Shower playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. It's a Tuesday night. Tickets are $10. And Maria in the Shower, God knows how many times I've seen them live. And Carol and Mark, she's awesome. Brunettes. I haven't really heard of the Brunettes that much, and I don't feel, unfortunately, Spencer has
it. No, but I mean, if they're with those bands, they should
well,
be pretty
rad. They should be good, and that's a good reason for me and you to go for that night as well. January 28th, the Pack AD and the Manipulators are playing with alongside Hospital Blonde, once again at the Biltmore Cabaret. It's a Friday night, so if you have a nice day, it'll be a great place to go and enjoy some good, good music. Another concert listing we have is the Barn Burner, which is CITR's fundraiser happening at the 29th of January. Rodney DeCrew is headlining it, but I think, Spence, do you know anything more about this than I do?
Yeah, well, this is the first time that CITR's very own Bobby Ferris, a.k.a. DJ Bobby Badger, is putting on another fundraiser to support CITR. So he's hooked up with Chapel Arts. And like you said, Rodney DeCrew, Lindsay Shiloh, and Minto are going to be playing. Bobby's going to be DJing. We're going to have catering. We just heard yesterday from Bobby. There's going to be catering from
Lucy's Diner.
Lucy's Diner, yeah.
Lucy's
so we're going to have some
man.
Barbecue, some greasy country, R&B, rock and roll. And, yeah, come out and support CITR. And just for those of you who might not be aware, Bobby does a show called Barn Burner on Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m. So I think we got a track from Rodney DeCrew.
Yes, we do. I have it lined up for you guys right now. It's called Bring It On by Rodney DeCrew.
Well, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Listen to Bring It On by Rod and DeCrew, and following that was They Know Me by Pac AD.
Yeah, and that's off their album We Kill Computers, which is right now sits at number 3. Well, actually, that was number 3 on the CITR charts for 2010, which
nice.
Is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're playing their Welcome Back, like Welcome Back to Vancouver show. On January 28th, right? That's a Friday.
Yeah, we mentioned that during the concert. This thing's Friday night. It should be a great night. They're playing next to Hospital Blonde and The Manipulators. They spell their the with two E's. I don't know why.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Last time, if you tuned into the last Discorder show, we did an interview with the owner of Neptune Records. His son, who's the manager, is the front man in The Manipulators.
Did you know that?
I had no idea. Yeah. Little trivia for your day.
Oh, wow.
Now go home and make some new friends. Well, these series of songs puts us to the end of this week's Discorder show. Tune in next time. This is a bi-monthly show, so it happens. Airs once every 2 weeks. Tune in next time on February 2nd at 6 p.m., same time, for an update on the incredible events happening on Vancouver's local music scene. And I think Spence has got some little bit of a heads up about what we're going to expect in the next year's.
Bertie told me that we might have some reviews of...